Virtus is the Latin word for manliness, but it also implies excellence and courage. Welcome to Virtus, a show dedicated to inspiring and cultivating virtue, character, courage, excellence, manliness, and honor. I am your host, Bo Hutchess. All right, today on the show, I want to take the opportunity to read to you an article I wrote last year entitled How to Grow in Discipline. The year is still young for 2022, and there's always room for us to improve ourselves, always room to grow, and the way we grow effectively is through discipline. So I want to take a couple minutes to read this article and talk about how discipline can benefit our lives. So, how to grow in discipline. Jocko Willink tells us that discipline equals freedom. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and of love and of discipline." You see, discipline is the means by which you and I take control of our lives. You run your life, or your life will run you, and if that happens, you will always be behind, always be playing catch-up, always coming up short, and never living up to your full potential given your station in life. Most financially successful people were not given an inheritance or a trust fund that they can tap into that puts them further down the road. Most top athletes can't ride to the top on talent alone. Most successful people in whatever field were not given positions of success and ease and prestige whenever they showed up. They got there by discipline. More than anything, discipline is a mindset that desires certain outcomes, but also the mental fortitude to see those outcomes fulfilled or completed. Disciplined actions are the product of this mindset, this disciplined mindset. Americans need to be taught discipline. Christians need to be taught discipline as the scripture commends it and commands it. Here's how to grow in discipline. Step 1. Determine your why. Why do you want to become disciplined? What is lacking in your life that you would like to see fulfilled? Where are some places that you need to grow as a person? You must determine this why before you take any actions. The why should be something that consumes your mind to eventually motivate your actions. Through thinking, writing down, and meditating on your why, you will develop, in seed form, the proper mindset for discipline. You must find the motivation from within yourself. Then, if needed or wanted, supplement your pathway of discipline with ideas, personalities, books, and talks on the subject. You must be the driver when it comes to discipline. You see, I've been working out consistently since July of this last year, putting in 3 to 4 days of work of training. Before that, I really wasn't working out at all, or if I was, it was maybe once a week. Now, what was my why? Well, in this case, it was actually layers of motivation and many whys. The more reasons to do something, the less cause for excuse making. So what were my whys? What were my motivating factors? Well, I wanted to be strong for my family, now and in the future. I'm the protector of my wife, my kids, and the people around me. I want to play rigorously and keep up with my kids as they get older. I intend on doing fun things with my grandchildren. I want to be able to do hard manual labor well into my 80s. All my brothers, my siblings, are in good shape, and I want to be able to keep up with them. And lastly, strong, healthy people are more useful to society than weak, unhealthy people. After my wife became pregnant with our son, something snapped in my head. I wanted to become more financially savvy and stable. As the leader of our home, I wanted to pursue financial security now and in the future. In 2020, we were able to pay off a lot of debt and build up a decent emergency fund. I also recently purchased my first home. My wife and I could have been doing these things the whole time, but my son and my future children was my motivating factor, my why, to become more financially stable. I wanted to leave an inheritance to my children, to their children. I want to bless others, and I want to live free. Your why can be powerful, and I suggest you write down your why or whys and review them often. Step 2. Habits are greater than goals. After you determine your why, focus on your habits that either aid or hinder you. You see, habits are not neutral. There are either good habits or bad habits. To take stock of your habits, write down everything you do for a week and evaluate if they are good or bad habits. One of the habits I'm trying to get under control is my social media consumption. I found myself going down the YouTube or Instagram rabbit hole early in the morning as I wait for my coffee to brew. Sometimes it's harmless, but other times the better part of an hour goes by. I should develop a new habit on not looking at my phone until after the first hour of being awake. I set goals for myself, my wife, and I set goals for our family every year. Goal setting is good, but they aren't helpful if you don't have an actionable plan to achieve them. What I suggest is a stair-step approach to your goals. Start with your mindset, determine your why, evaluate your current habits, form new habits that become a system of how you live your life, and then you will reach your goals. Set goals, yes, but develop a new system based on your habits. James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, has some good insight here that helps us. He says, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. Your goal is your desired outcome. Your system is the collection of daily habits that will get you there. This year, spend less time focusing on outcomes and more time focusing on the habits that precede the results. End quote. A new action becomes a habit after a little over 2 months. Between now and 2 months, there's a lot of consistency, intentionality accompanied by tricks and hacks to help you along the way. Here's one of the tricks and hacks that I use to help me wake up early. I wake up about 5 a.m. most days. I set several alarms on my phone, but I also use a battery-powered analog clock, the style with the two bells and little hammer in between. When the analog clock goes off, it's loud, abrupt, and annoying. I hate hearing it go off. We live in a two-story house, and since our bedroom is upstairs, I put the alarm clock downstairs. It's so loud I can hear it in my bedroom. I set an alarm for 5 a.m. on my phone and for about 5:05 on the analog clock. When my phone alarm goes off, I have to get up quickly, go downstairs, turn off the alarm. It's hard to go back to bed at this point. I'm up, I'm downstairs, I've accomplished a task, and I've left my sweatpants, slippers, and sweater downstairs from the night before. I simply have to throw them on, and there's no reason for me to go back upstairs at this point. To make myself practice financial discipline, I regularly schedule $0 days, about 3 days a week, where I commit to not spending any money. Need gas? Too bad. Need something from the store for dinner? Go without or innovate. Need that tool or material for the house? Not today, you don't. Impulse buy from an online store? No, sir. These tricks and practices have become habits and second nature by this point, where now it hurts me to spend any money, and I can wake up most days without having to set my dreaded analog alarm clock. Step 3. Start from where you are. Accept the fact that the road to discipline towards your why and your goals does not end tomorrow, but that shouldn't intimidate you not to start today. Start from where you're at. Let's take my waking up at 5 a.m. example. That has been a series of decisions and intentional actions over the course of a few years. But when I started, it's not like I usually woke up at 7 a.m., then decided to wake up at 5 a.m. the next day. I had to train my mind and body. If you wake up at 7, but you want to get up earlier, this week set your alarm for 6:45, next week for 6:30, next week for 6:15, and so on until you find the time that you want to wake up. You also need to develop the habit of going to bed earlier. If you want to start getting back into shape, don't jump headlong and start ass-to-grass squatting 300 pounds on your first day or first week. If you do that, you will hurt yourself and need ample time to recover, or you will be ridiculously sore, become unmotivated, and not darken the doors of a gym for another 6 months. Consistency in the same direction is better than small bursts of intensity. Step 4. Discipline is multilingual. Just as a person who has developed the skill of multilingualism can move from one language to the next, so discipline can speak in the language of fitness, finances, waking up early, etc. I've found that discipline in one area of my life can translate easily into another area of life. If I've disciplined myself to say no to sleeping in comfort in order to work out in the mornings, it's easier to say no to an impulse buy online or a soda at some gas station every day. So discipline can translate from one area of my personal life to another, but it can also aid you as you interact with the external world. Discipline is not easy. In fact, some days it sucks. But if you put yourself through hard things on purpose, discipline yourself, and make yourself uncomfortable now, other things you encounter outside of your control aren't so hard. In other words, discipline allows you to create the ability to have mastery over hard situations rather than the hard situation have mastery over you. Let's say you've become financially disciplined, living below your means, delaying gratification, sticking to your budget, living on one paycheck, and something hard occurs, like a layoff. You should be able to weather that hard time because you've already been living hard. I've been in situations where I've had to work an unexpected extra 3 to 4 hours after quitting time. Now, that's a tough thing to do if you've let your mind and body go soft. But if you've been disciplining your mind and body, acclimating yourself to strain and push the threshold of discipline, you can handle more work even if it's thrown on you unexpectedly. If I embrace the suck on my hard kettlebell snatch workouts, then I can more easily embrace the suck in other situations. Discipline can speak in every area of your life. Discipline equals freedom, as Jocko says, because it is the means by which you and I gain control of our lives. The biggest barrier between you, your goals, and your dreams is you. If you become a disciplined person, your chances of success skyrocket. But if you do not become disciplined, you will be where you are 10 years from now, wondering why your life hasn't changed. Do you want change? Be like Nike and just do it. Thanks for listening. Remember that pursuing virtues is a journey, and it's a road that we are always walking. With new information, it's now time to act. So be wise and take responsibility. Be courageous and do what you need to do today.